Praise the Lord. How can I know this and still live this useless life that people are living? I will never follow them. Never. See, I am so converted to the glory of God that when I go to some parties, music that I used to love so much, in fact, I was a DJ, even building nightclub, promoting entertainment was my hobby, even as a military officer. But now, when I enter and they are playing those worldly music, while some people were enjoying that type of music, I have long left that realm. Long! I was having a headache. Long! I know too much to belong to that. I am more too heavenly minded to be associated with these worldly things. You want to see a converted man? I am evidence. I am telling you that is the truth. There are people, there are brothers, even sisters, that inside their handbag, there is condom inside. They are going to church. Hey, pastor, how you take no? You can see I'm speaking confidently. The sister is walking with condom so that in case, he tried, the boy no agree. The boy decide to force himself, at least make her protect myself from venereal disease. So that is why they carry condom as a means of protection. The same thing with brother, inside in pocket of condom, they're there. Inside church. It's because you don't know what you are joking with. Inside again, judgment is coming. All will be there.
Each one is coming. Just I am the salty. So
now, judgment is coming. That's the truth. There are people that are here. I am naturally a very curious person. Anything that is out of order around me catches my attention. That is the truth. I think it's a grace. Praise the Lord. I am warning you now. I am warning you now that there is a day coming that you will face the wrath of God and you will have no excuse. Let me finish this, John, make I close this verse. I want you to understand. Pastor, Pastor, listen. I'm reading Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. What does it say, Revelation chapter 10, verse 7? Listen. But, can you see? It starts with, but, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the seventh angel there, first and primarily, is that seventh trumpet angel. Listen, rightly dividing the word of truth. He said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, because six others have sounded their trumpets, when that angel shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants, the prophets. But wait, praise the Lord. It has a dual fulfillment. Hallelujah. There is also the seven church age angel, that also has a message that in the days of the voice of that seventh Gentile church angel, the mystery of the redemption of the Gentiles will be finished. When that seventh trumpet angel will be sounding, and it sounds in verse 15, from verse 15 of Revelation chapter 11, he says, and the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God and of Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. In the days of the voice of that seventh angel, that mystery of redemption should, it will be rounding up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But take note that in verse 14, he said, the second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. What word is the third woe? Woe. The third woe is another seven angels that we are given fires. Their own is worse than the seven trumpets. By the time they will be sounding, then you will understand why Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. And the prophet said, woe unto him that desired the day of the Lord. It is a day of vengeance. And why will you enjoy the mercy of God so much that he will allow you to hear the voice, the shout, the message of restoration? To make you hear this entire message that you are hearing. And after hearing this, you still go back again. Maybe you still don't understand. I will take time next time we come and read again what Isaiah said. What Joel said, what Zechariah said, what even John again saw, which is the sixth seal, and the rest concerning that day. We will see what John saw when those vials were released to the earth. The torment that this world will go through. And only those who will apply the blood will be saved. Only those who have the seal of God in their forehead will be saved. Let none of us here be here to sing, oh no, had I known. Let none of them. Let this not be your song. When the saints shall march to heaven.
When the saints shall march to heaven.
With Jesus
as the leader, marching onward like soldiers, yes, they were soldiers, singing and rejoicing. Oh, hear the sinners shouting.
Voice I hear.
My salvation. For any reason, chasing money, loss of the flesh, I would like him in exchange for my soul. Risking your soul for the things that decay. Or if today God should call that soul away, what will you give in exchange? What will be your answer when we stand before the day of judgment? Do you want to follow the Bible or you want to follow religion? It's not a day for anybody to wish for. I never read and finish so that you'll understand what is awaiting this wicked generation, wicked men. They are making caricature of Christianity now. But the day of judgment is coming. All will face it. But acceptable year is here now.
Brother afar from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call in the way, what will be in exchange for your soul? What will you give? What will you give?
Thank you.
first time somebody has seen the need now to be serious with God. And your prayer this afternoon is, what a wonderful day to preach a message like this. And to renew your vow to serve God now more seriously. And you want God to help you. And you want God to help you. You are backsliding so much. You have been distracted so much by the things of the world. Now you want God to help you. To have mercy on you. So that you will not be among those that will regret. And for the first time, maybe you want to give your life to Christ now. I don't want to remain here. Oh, and face this wahala that is coming upon the earth. Small flood happened in Lagos here. And in some parts of the country. And people are there crying. Wait now. What happened in Egypt is not comparable to what is going to happen to the whole world. Very soon. Very, very soon. This scripture will be fulfilled before the face of everybody. The day of vengeance. Now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of redemption. Now mercy is calling you. Now he's saying, come to me. Oh, ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Mercy is calling you. Won't you give him? Master, just save your sins and please love your soul. And it's precious and day. What will you do? Can you take from the soul?
How many people here want to openly declare before God at this altar? It will help you. Lord, I want to serve you. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to be sincere with myself. God bless you, brother. And how many of you are backsliding? And you want to come back home?
I've wandered far.
Let me ask your soul.
Away from home. Oh, yeah. I'm coming.
You're not coming to me, you're coming to me.
Thank you. Just go back. I want to make it right. But the rich man never had another opportunity. But here you are. The Lord has given you this opportunity. Just cry unto him once again that you are going to make it right again. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father and our good God, You are indeed a good God, Father. Daddy, if you've not given your people this opportunity again, we wouldn't know what would have happened, Jehovah, if we live here. Daddy, this morning in Indonesia, in Sarabuya, the Christian in different three churches gathered to worship. They went and they threw in bomb there. People died. Daddy, we don't know what will be their fate, but hear this one, our God. We've come to make it right again, Father. We thank you, Jehovah, for calling them. We thank you for accepting them, Father. We thank you for renewing, Jehovah, the grace upon their life, Father. We thank you, God, for this grace. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for your outstretched arms, God, for receiving them again, Jehovah. And even those again in the congregation, that those on the line watching from the internet, Father. We thank you, God, for bringing us back here again. We worship you and we promise, God, we're going to try our best. We're going to do our best, Father God, to make your name known that you are indeed our Father. Thank you for accepting us again. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Go back to your seat rejoicing. The Lord has given you another chance in order to show forth the goodness of the Lord in your life. Begin to rejoice as you go back. The Spirit
I have the joy,
is there,
the joy of salvation, the joy of deliverance,
in the name
joy
of
salvation.
Church, praise Master Jesus.
The joy.
Church, I say, praise the Lord. We thank God for.